Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Their laughter is contagious. I mean, they have other stuff that's contagious, but let's just focus on the laughter. Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
It looks like Pennsylvania is the third best state for Bigfoot sightings. We learned this earlier this week. There are, I guess, been reported over 1,300 Bigfoot sightings in Pennsylvania alone.
Now, is it sightings? Because I heard it was just evidence of Bigfoot.
Well, let's find out.
The master here. We can find out.
Right. Jason Talmadge from Swearersville. He's a co-founder of the Pennsylvania Bigfoot Investigations. He's in studio right now.
Good morning, Jason.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much for having me. And in the Bigfoot field, there is no expert. There's just people that like to tell stories and look for evidence.
Okay.
If there was an expert, we would have it documented and it would be a known species by now. So no experts.
So these this 1300 number here in Pennsylvania, is that actual sightings? Is it evidence of a Bigfoot? What's that all about?
Sightings in Pennsylvania go back to the late 1800s. There's newspaper articles from the late 1800s documenting wild men in Pennsylvania, and still up to this day we get about, on our Facebook page, we get about 5 to 7 sightings a month.
How many are drunk crazies and how many do you believe?
In the couple of years we've been doing it, you kind of learn how to weed out who's kind of telling a little bit of a story.
Sure.
Or might have misclassified something compared to somebody that actually has a legit story for you.
Gotcha.
But we never see any proof. You know, there's only like a couple of grainy photos and videos. Have you ever photographed or videoed anything in the woods?
We've had just about every type of encounter you could have, but actually seeing one in person.
So you've always believed since you were a kid?
Yeah, when I was a kid, always interested in the subject, would get books out of the school library. And then years ago when Finding Bigfoot came on TV, I'm like, oh my God, people actually go out and do this. I had no idea.
And so don't you think, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but there's an element of you want it to be true, so you might be seeing evidence that maybe, like me, I want NSYNC to get back together. So I keep seeing like little evidence that is happening, and it ain't happening. Don't you think there's might be a little bit of that?
Sometimes I know I need to get talked down off the ledge. I'll go out like on an investigation and get all excited, and I'll come back and start showing people I trust in the Bigfoot field some pictures, and they go, nah, it's a double bear print.
Ah.
Okay.
So I'm like, now that I look at it, you're right.
Now, yeah, supposedly you and your wife have some evidence in Francis Slocum Park in Kingston Township, right?
Yes. That's actually one of our more active areas the past couple years. I've got about 6 or 7 sightings out of that general area. I've gotten a few off the Back Mountain Trail, actually.
Now, when you say sightings,
people actually seeing them.
Okay, not you yourself.
No, not me myself.
Okay.
We did have an experience up there. We were doing...
It can't be just like a guy like me with his shirt off just going for a walk.
Is Rocky
woods
getting groceries?
No. We were...
Are you sure?
Yeah. Because it's been one of our more active areas the past couple years, we are up there doing an investigation. We walk into the woods. Everything's going great. We walk out and we come across this horrible, rancid smell that it's almost like decaying dead animal.
Again, could be Rocky. Sorry.
Continue. I mountain bike there a lot, so you know sometimes I gotta take a little
rolled
roadside
into,
break.
Like, rolled into
had,
like
my
weeks
lunch is starting to act up a little bit.
Deep fryer oil, and
okay,
it was just rancid. And my wife, all of a sudden, who's our skeptic of the group, by the way, she got this god awful feeling she was being watched, and hairs on her arm started standing up, and she literally ran a mile out of the woods.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you don't mind, but we're going to go Facebook Live with you in a couple minutes.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
You brought some little plaster moldings of tracks that you found.
Yes.
Just for kicks, can we put it on Rocky's foot like Cinderella and just see if it fits? Just to see if it fits.
Absolutely.
We'll let the Facebook jury decide. You are a very good sport, sir. Thank you for coming in.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.